Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet and entrepreneur. We are extremely pumped and excited to be back from a great summer vacation. I know most of you are gearing up for a new school year and on various levels. And here, we are going to wish you much success in all of the educational ventures that you guys have going on this year. One thing I always say, remember, readers are leaders. So pick up a good book that'll uplift, educate, and edify you. It'll only just make you better. And with that, Regal Poet gets going as we're dedicated to giving you the best practices in artist entrepreneurship and always giving you access to the best of the best industry leaders so you can effectively launch and or bring your current arts business to a regal status. So today, our topic is building up your rock star dreams. I think that most of us, whether we're into rock music or not, we wanted to be a rock star. At some point in our life, we wanted to be a rock star. So many of us and so many artists these days have actually capitalized on the whole rock star image and the rock star platform and kind of made it their own. So when I ran into this company at Driven Music Conference over the summer, I was so into the name and then fell in love with the concept. So to do that, to talk about building up your rockstar dreams, we have the founder of Rockstar Dreams himself with us today, Keegan Pitts. He is the founder and chief editor of Rockstar Dreams, which is an online music blog that puts incredible power in the hands of the signed, independent, or emerging artists. Rockstar Dreams encompasses all the activities an established artist should be engaged in, and basically what an emerging artist should be aiming to have complete within their own portfolio. So it's definitely a great checklist for promoting, marketing, and connecting with your fan base. So Keegan is the founder, as I stated, of Rockstar Dreams. He is definitely a do-it-first leader. He's made a major impact in the independent music business and in music journalism, which, you know, I love to talk about journalism. So he has allowed many artists and those working to power Rockstar Dreams to build up dynamic professional portfolios for themselves. Which is definitely important as an entrepreneur. He's definitely a strong advocate for the professional artist and business leader. He has paved the way for established talent and true artist entrepreneurs to solidify a dominant stake in the arts business arena. So we definitely invite Keegan to jump on the line with us. Keegan, are you with us?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. It's such a pleasure. I've been telling you this. I've been how excited I have been about having this show and getting this synergy going with you because I really love the movement and just the entire image of a Rockstar Dreams.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. I do need everyone to know, first and foremost, what a powerhouse you actually are for the arts. As I was reading your bio, it really shows that you really have impacted the music industry in a major way. Because my personal favorite, of course, like I said, is the journalism. And the reason is that not too many people understand the massive way you can upgrade your career as a writer, and you have definitely used that platform, and I appreciate you definitely for that. Tell us all about Rockstar Dreams and its purpose to the musical community.
Yeah, thank you. First, thank you for the introduction, making me feel like a rock star right now.
Good.
Excited to be on the show and certainly excited to kind of share my backstory. That's really what we're all about here at rockstardreams.com. So I launched the site in late 2012, and over the last 3 years have essentially been building the brand, building out new concepts to help emerging artists and even major artists kind of share their backstory or their rockstar dream. So at our core, we are dedicated to sharing rad backstories, one artist at a time. We've interviewed artists everywhere from, Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips to capital cities who had the number one Billboard hit last year, Safe and Sounds, to up and coming artists like, you know, Danger Scene, and some other artists and all genres of music. You know, we cover rock, hip hop, you know, punk, indie, EDM, singer-songwriter. So we definitely embrace artists, you know, with different backgrounds, who bring different musical styles to the table. You know, we've also established some critical partnerships to help artists not only share their story, but really give them guidance on how to take their music to the next level. You know, we've partnered with conferences like Driven Music Conference, great artist platforms like Reverb Nation, recently established a relationship with Artist Relations, which brokers endorsement deals between gear manufacturers that manufacture keyboards, guitars, etc., and endorse major artists, you know, on stage. So, you know, it's been a crazy journey. It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been a very organic grassroots approach, you know, and over the last year we've really crossed that gray area from just being in the independent space to really move into that upper echelon of the music industry, and it all comes through great relationships. So we're excited for what's next.
Awesome. And I love that you talked about relationships, because I would say that building up your rock star dream has to do with people backing you and believing you, believing in what you're doing. How would you say would be the best way for an artist, to, especially an emerging artist, to do that, to build up strong relationships?
You know what, I think there's nothing more important than face-to-face relationships. You know, I think in the social media world, as fantastic as social media is, and it keeps us all connected, there's nothing more important than a true conversation, sitting down with someone and getting to know them. You know, and I think that's where a lot of artists are kind of missing, you know, in that regard, is that they're, well, if I got 100,000 Twitter followers and, you know, Facebook fans, you know, I'm good. My music's going to sell. I'm going to do well. The artists that really make it are the ones that they're out in the community. They're doing shows. They're playing three or four shows a week. They're walking out off the stage to engage with their fans. They're setting up, you know, free shows and charity events, giving back to the community. They're helping other artists. You know, they're carrying gear for their fellow bands, you know, on stage. You know, they're building relationships with the booking agents, the talent buyers at the venues. They're, you know, attending conferences like South by Southwest, you know, Launch or Driven Music Conference, you know, or they're going to the ASCAP conference in January in L.A. And getting face-to-face. You know, you really got to plant seeds. You know, these artists that you hear on Billboard Top 100 and these top 40 artists, you know, they all started where you are today. You know, the struggle is real. First and foremost, you got to have talent and a great song. But with that, you know, you got to have work ethic. You know, and if you can surround yourself with smart, talented people, continue to foster those relationships, engage with your fans, engage with music industry professionals, your name's going to get out there. You know, and I just definitely encourage you to be proactive about it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we have lost that essence as we are more connected, as they say, on social media. We're disconnected with the people that we want to engage with. I would agree with all that you're saying. Now, what I love about Rockstar Dreams is, like you said, you have various genres that you work with. Now, because of the amount of artists that you've actually galvanized, how do you generate such unique ideas for so many varied projects and for so many different minds that you represent?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think inspiration comes from a few different resources. You know, first and foremost, I always go with my instincts. You know, I love covering bands that I really enjoy. You know, I grew up on rock and hip-hop, but, you know, I love all styles of music, and I love people that have a unique story to tell and come from different backgrounds and cultures. So, you know, if I'm feeling a great song, you know, and that could be from maybe just popping in, attending a local show here in San Francisco, or, just maybe a band I heard streaming on Spotify or Pandora, or maybe a band I got introduced to at a music conference. You know, if I really dig the sound, I'll reach out to that artist, you know, to try to set up an interview. Also, we covered Vans Warped Tour this past summer. Saw a lot of really good bands that, you know, we have some future interviews with, like, you know, Memphis Mayfire and Boy Meets World, you know, from different genres of punk rock, you know, pop. So we're stoked about that. Also, we have a really good partnership with Reverb Nation right now. If you have a Reverb account, highly recommend you get on their submission page to publications. You can actually submit your demo and EPK to rockstardreams.com. We get about 2,000 to 3,000 submissions per month. We listen to everything that comes through. We don't guarantee, you know, we're going to interview or give write-ups to everybody, but, you know, if I'm digging your sound, you know, we'll certainly be in touch. So encourage that. You can get on rockstardreams.com, click on our Submit a Demo tab, submit your music through there too. Always opening to listen. And then, you know, just friends, you know, I'm always up for referrals. Actually, in Atlanta, this last conference I was at, I had an intern from the conference give me a ride to the airport. She's like, hey, I really like this band, Eye of the Mighty. Turned up the radio. I was like, this band's fantastic. They happen to be based here in San Francisco. So, you know, we'll be scheduling an interview soon. And I had her actually do a music review of their album. So inspiration comes from everywhere.
That's awesome. Yeah, look at that. She was able to even get in on the action, too, to write a music review. That's really cool. And so 2,000 to 3,000 submissions a month. Wow. that's a hefty number that you guys have to go through. How large is your staff?
Yeah, I mean, we listen to a lot of music, but that's what we love, right? So
that's true.
You know, it's, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, even though you might have to work a side job to keep the cash flow coming in while you do. But, you know, it's freelance-wise, I mean, I have a core group of 5 to 6 people. Ariana Escalante, she's my main hostess that'll do a lot of the on-camera interviews. Also brought on Heather Murdoch recently, who did a great interview with One to Cover. In L.A. at the Roxy this couple weeks ago, who signed with KBB Records recently. And then I have different, you know, freelance bloggers, IOUs, editors, photographers, videographers throughout the country, from SF, L.A. to Austin to Fort Lauderdale to New York. So I have a good core team of people. Madwire Media, marketing company out of Denver, is where I outsource the original framework for the platform. So check them out. They're also a partner of ours to help artists establish music pages, really creative and dynamic, you know, websites with video content, etc. So key for startups and entrepreneurs is, you know, keep your overhead costs low, you know, and outsource customer service, marketing, business development where you can, you know, and really be smart about your money. So at our core, the creative team is 5 to 6, and then, you know, other outsourced markets, I'd put that at probably 10 to 12.
Okay. Sounds good. And you talked about a day job. I know that you have a really awesome day job. How can we leverage our day job to be the stepping stone for our careers in entertainment and the arts?
Yeah, so I think it's so important as you're ramping up your startup, or even if you're a musician trying to make it in LA or New York or wherever it is you're at, you know, cash is king. You always have to keep money coming in to fuel the dream. And I think that's where a lot of artists and entrepreneurs make a mistake, is they'll go for it. They'll give themselves maybe a 60 to 90 day window, you know, go big or go home. But if it doesn't work, then they'll pack up their bags, head out, or they'll take out a $250,000 loan for their business year one, but the business isn't actually profitable till year two or three, and they just can't sustain. So important. And everybody I've talked to, even within the music industry, you know, before they were a big shot A&R or, you know, signed One Republic, for example, they, you know, they're on their grind. You know, and it's so important to do that. Speaking with Eitan Ben-Haran, who's a global director of A&R for Warner Brothers Music Group. We happened to interview him last year at the Atlantic Records studios in L.A. And we asked him that candidly, you know, a very similar question. He's like, yeah, the biggest mistake artists make is they come out to L.A., pack up, maybe live in their car, or they live with some friends on a couch, and, you know, there's no plan. You know, the artists that make it are the ones that, you know, are working day jobs, maybe they're waiters or whatever, and they're going to have tough skin, and they're going to weather the storm, and it might not be month one they get put on, but maybe it's year one or year two. And the ones that have the true passion and work ethic, they find a way to make money and keep dollars coming in. Your dream will pay off. And if it's not the exact dream, and maybe it's another form of that dream, either on the business side or some other avenue that opens for you.
Yeah. And sometimes we say, oh, maybe it's not the exact dream. Maybe that was the dream for you, because for you, you're not an artist, but you've done so much for artists as a writer, as an A&R representative. Just your word of mouth alone has made you your own personal rock star. You know, it's just a lot of us just see the smokes and mirrors and not the action behind that gets us powered through.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the whole concept of rock star dreams. It's not, you know, when I launched it and I thought of that name, it, you know, it wasn't necessarily about the sex, drugs, and rock and roll life. You know, lifestyle, you know, even though I have a big affinity for 80s Sunset Strip, you know, and that whole genre and era of music. It was really about the backstory, you know, that drive, dream, and everything it takes to achieve that success and achieve that rock star dream. So that's what we're about, is we're about sharing that backstory before people got put on. And I think everybody sees the glitz and glamours of, you know, the Taylor Swift, the Beyonce's, the artists that it appears that they were just successful overnight. But what they didn't see is that 10 years of practice and songwriting, those thousands of songs that they wrote or collaborated with other people to write to narrow it down to three or four that were going to be hits. You know, so it's really important to have that grind mentality and understand that it's, you know, not necessarily an overnight success. You got to pay your dues. You got to educate yourself, build relationships, and, you know, look for that bigger picture payoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we do have a negative connotation or association as when you think of that rock star lifestyle, which you mentioned with the 80s genre. A lot of things flash in my mind. But will we ever be able to shed that negative association to that rock star life?
You know, I think it just depends on the context, right? I mean, people hear rock star and they're like, you know, naturally sex, drugs, and rock and roll come to mind. And, you know, there's a admiration for, you know, rock stars to a degree. And, you know, there's just something so cool about Keith Richards up on stage with his guitar slash and just kind of that whole vibe that people aspire to. But, you know, keep in mind, it's entertainment, you know. It's
right.
It's a very fun industry. A lot of it's perception. You know, a lot of these bands, they go home to their family and their wives and whatnot, and they, you know, they certainly have fun while they're on tour, and it's a blast. But, you know, I think rock star dreams is really a metaphor for, you know, trying to achieve your dream, whatever it may be. You know, so it's all about the context you look at it, and that's the way we look at it. You know, we're not necessarily promoting the rock star dreams lifestyle. Even though we definitely have fun when we're on the go, you know, we're about promoting that grind, that hustle, and everything it takes to get there.
Absolutely. It was awesome. I got to speak with, which, you know, you have as well since you were on the Vans Warped Tour, with Kevin Lyman. He is such a hidden gem because he just gets it on all levels. You know, he's very revolutionary. He's even changed his own image as a professional within the arts. He's just a visionary, and he spoke about that a lot of even the artists that we truly respect Some of them are suffering because they're trying to keep up with the perception instead of going in the direction of, okay, well, this is an arts business, and you own this business, and there's certain things that you have to do. So I would absolutely agree with you that hard work is something that you have to think about even after you make it, maybe even so then, because at that point, you set yourself up and your life in a certain way that you have to keep up, basically. So I can't wait to have Kevin on the show to talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I agree with that. We had the opportunity to interview Kevin, you know, before Driven Music Conference and get to know him and his team. And, you know, Kevin Lyman, you know, he's up there with the Richard Bransons, the Jimmy Iovines, the Seymour Steins of the music industry. You know, he's a true pioneer, and you're right, he's a guy that gets it. You know, he's, you know, last 25, 30 years with Vans Warped Tour, he's created a national tour for, you know, some of the best names in music to be heard. You know, he helped break bands like No Doubt and Sublime and Fall Out Boy and even Eminem, Katy Perry, you know, graced the stages and just opened up a new genre of music to fans that otherwise, you know, wouldn't know about those artists. You know,
right.
he's huge on being an artist advocate. You know, obviously he's a businessman, but just chatting with him for a few minutes, I mean, I've had so many takeaways from brief conversations and even just talking with his team, just applying that to what we do at rockstardreams.com. You know, we had an opportunity to cover Vans Warped Tour in Mountain View here and cover some really great bands and, you know, just the whole operation, how it's run and just the engagement with the fans and the bands that are there, all the sponsors, the record labels that are there. You know, he does a fantastic job of keeping the music community alive, you know, and really creating that face-to-face engagement. So, you know, I'll certainly be listening in for
Definitely. Yeah, he was supposed to be on while I was in Jamaica, but because it was during the tour, he was double booked, so we can't wait to have him on. But, man, just listening to him, he's just, if you want that blueprint, that billion-dollar blueprint, he's the one to listen to. He is definitely the one to listen to. Now, do you recommend getting a degree in business?
You know what? I always recommend education. You know, and I'm a huge advocate for education on all fronts. You know, I have a degree from Arizona State in journalism. With that said, you know, the thing that separates entrepreneurs and people that take it to the next level is ambition. You know, so by all means, get a degree, educate yourself. But there's a lot of people with degrees out there that are career students or they just don't apply themselves. You know, so highly recommend applying yourselves. You don't necessarily have to have a business degree. You know, I don't have a business degree. I have a journalism degree, but I've learned, you know, in the real world, the business hustle. You know, and I've learned from mentors. I've learned from, you know, these companies that I've worked for, you know, on how to scale a business and, you know, get to that level. So, by all means, go to college, get your 4 years, get a degree, get your master's. That's all fantastic. While you're doing that, make sure you're educating yourself with hands-on experience. You know, get internships. You know, attend, you know, classes that are outside the box. You know, art classes or classes about the music engineering programs or whatever it is you want to get into. Also, Kevin Lyman launched the Entertainment Institute. Check out thinktei.com, a great platform for online courses to actually get feedback directly from major artists in the music industry and other music industry professionals about, you know, setting up tours, budgeting, being a manager. So highly recommend just be proactive, get that core degree, but get that real-world experience and everything else around it to continue to educate yourself.
Absolutely, there's nothing like it. What was that link again, ThinkTEI?
ThinkTEI.com.
Perfect. I'm going to put that on our Twitter page for people to go ahead and check that out. And I know that you are a respected business owner. How do you perceive the best way we can continue to be respected as thriving creative arts business owners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. I think at the core, you always have to do business with integrity and provide great value to people and take care of people. You know, I think that the businesses that get greedy and are just all about the bottom line are the ones that fall off, you know, and get involved. I mean, I sacrifice a lot of time and money, you know, getting involved. I attend a lot of local shows here in San Francisco. I get down to L.A. I do music conferences in Austin and Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, I'm listening to people. I'm listening to, you know, other people in the industry and what they have to say. I'm listening to fans and what matters most to them. And I think if you consult and really listen to people and what they want, you know, develop your product or service or whatever it is around what people are telling you, you know, because I think mm-hmm. as entrepreneurs, and I admit too, I get kind of tunnel vision, and I'm like, oh, this is such a great concept. Why is it not taking off? Well, it's because it's what I care about. It's not what my fans or my customers care about, you know.
Right.
So it's really important. Provide great value, give back to your people. You don't always have to sell something, you know, give away stuff for free, give away concert tickets, give away your record album, you know, get involved in other ways other than just trying to sell your product.
Right, yeah, it's important. It only makes you stronger as well. A lot of people don't recognize that. So what is your creative outlet of choice? I know you
yeah,
have some
so,
time to think about this.
Yeah. So business aside, I mean, I'm really passionate about telling great stories, you know, which is really why I launched this website in the first place. I love getting involved. You know, I'll certainly have my production team and outsource a lot of videographers and photographers, but I love also producing, picking up that camera myself, you know, and getting involved and really staging the scene and in my mind kind of playing chess of that story I want to tell before it actually happens, or just getting in the media pit at Warped Tour, these different conferences or music festivals, and trying to get that one dynamic shot that's really going to stand out. So for me, you know, creatively, I love just being involved, having that camera
mm-hmm.
in hand, and really just mapping out in my mind that story that I'm about to tell.
So when I saw you in Fort Lauderdale, it wasn't that you didn't have anyone to run the production team. That's just you getting in. I did notice that you were filming that last night that we were there, that last concert. You were filming pretty much everything that night, which is cool. I thought that was really cool. But that's your creative juices just going.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what I love to do. And also, too, I mean, when you run a startup, sometimes you have to be the CEO, the cameraman, and the janitor. So
this is true.
You have to wear multiple hats. You know, and that's one thing I really respect about Kevin Lyman and other people that are in this industry that are at that level is they're still involved. You know, Kevin Lyman doesn't have to do what he does. You know, he could retire
right.
on a beach for the rest of his life, and his kids are going to be well-to-do. But he's still out there.
Exactly.
You know, he's got his
yeah.
walkie-talkie. He's running production. He's running the whole Warped Tour, and it's really cool to see that. You know, and that's kind of my mentality, too, is, you know, I certainly will outsource and delegate and have my team run stuff. But if I have the opportunity, you know, I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to help. And ultimately, it's what I'm passionate about doing.
Awesome. So how can we stay connected with you and Rockstar Dreams?
Yeah, so please, you know, log on to the website, rockstardreams.com. Whether you're a fan or a musician, you can join free. For fans, you know, we give away concert tickets, music festival tickets. We also have a crowdfunding platform that's in beta that I highly recommend you check out. Our first flagship artist, Danger Scene, is the first band to go live on there. They're about a quarter of the way raising money for their new single. You know, support Danger Scene as a fan. You know, you'll get kickbacks on digital music downloads, free shows, and concert tickets. I'm also giving away tickets to Walk the Moon concert nearest you for donating $1 to Danger Scene. Also, from a musician standpoint, highly encourage you to create a crowdfunding campaign, you know, through our site and engage your fans. You know, we're also, again, doing interviews and write-ups of emerging artists as well as major. So I encourage you to submit your demos, you know, and check us out. Follow us on Twitter at RockstarDreams1 or Instagram at the same handle. So please do. Stay involved. Shoot me your questions. I get busy, but, you know, if you know, I have the time, I'll certainly be open to answering any questions anyone has.
Yeah, and I can second that. He's really good with that. So, Keegan, thank you for being a guest on our show today. We're so looking forward to hearing all that Rockstar Dreams has in store. Audience out there, you definitely want to follow Rockstar Dreams 1 on all the social media and, of course, on Facebook under Rockstar Dreams. Thank you so much for listening. And, you know, forward us your link so we can follow your blog that you set up on Rockstar Dreams and support you guys. But thank you for listening to another episode of Regal Power Radio Show. We'll be back next week with an awesome episode. And always remember to be yourself and be regal. Have a great time.